It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Yes, indeed, and AM 920 KLMR. Good morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds for Tuesday, the 20th of July. Very good morning to you. Brought to you by Ark Valley Seeds and the good folks, of course, at Golden Plains Insurance. Pat McGeehan with you here. I'm driving the car. The captain of the ship is right over here. That is Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. Who'd you bring along today, Mr. Adams?
I brought along Mr. Adam Smith from Smith Farms. And did you notice the smell in the studio?
We have Rocky Ford cantaloupe right here in studio. Folks, you should be able to smell it at home through the microphones.
It is so good.
Oh, this is good stuff there, as a matter of fact. Yes. Yeah. I think Ann just grabbed a whole armful of them down there as well. Yes.
Thank you so much for bringing those along today, mm-hmm. Adam. So yeah, today we got Adam Smith from Smith Farms, and we've got a few different topics that we could talk about today. We certainly want to promote them and their business and the family and the community here, but melons and other products that you guys produce. And I think it's just a good way to kick off the farmer's market season. It's just going to pick up and head into full swing here, and your wife, and everybody's hard at work and ready to get that market open and start getting that payday.
Yeah, absolutely. We're having a blast this season. The cantaloupe came off extra early. They're very, very sweet. We're already getting into cannon season too. We're picking tomatoes, sweet corn, green beans. It's looking like it's going to be a really good one.
That's great. Do you attribute that to a lot of the early moisture that we were able to pick up?
You know, maybe a little bit, but all in all, just good growing conditions. Yeah. You know, we got in early, and it's really paying off.
Yeah. So we and I know my vegetable garden is the best. It's the best one I've had yet. It's amazing. And for me, first year, all organic, 100% organic in my garden, and I cannot believe the fruit that's coming off. So there's something to it. I can't really attribute all to my skill and experience as a gardener. So there's got to be something to do with what the climate's been doing.
Absolutely, it's just a good season.
Really is good stuff. So we you got corn, tomatoes, other crops, cucumbers. I'm sure coming up pretty soon.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah. All the squash, all the early stuff. So we're bringing in Palisade peaches. They're rolling in pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's a season over on the western slope.
It's kicking off.
Yeah, that Palisade peaches and Rocky Ford cantaloupes. Boy, you don't need to go to the candy store.
that's right.
Oh man, that's the
best. It's all there.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm a canner. I love the can. So we'll be talking about the tomatoes, the cucumbers for the pickles. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. You said you had some beans too, right?
Yep. Green beans by the bushel, sweet corn by the sack, tomatoes by the box.
Yeah, well, time to get that outdoor kitchen going and start filling up those jars.
Yep, and those farmers markets, like you said, they're opening up and down the Arkansas Valley.
Right.
You know, I mean, this area, of course, Adam, is well known for the Rocky Ford melons, both the cantaloupe and the watermelons.
Right.
In your mind, if you will, what makes them so special? Because this is the only region of the country, the world for that matter, that you can grow a melon and call it a Rocky Ford melon, be it a cantaloupe or a watermelon. What makes it so special here in our area?
Well, that's just it. You know, you can't just pinpoint one specific thing that makes it what it is. It's the combination of things. It has a little bit to do with the altitude. Mm-hmm. Being down in the valley, the Rocky Mountain water. Just several things all coming together at the perfect time in the perfect location that make Rocky Ford cantaloupe what they are.
I've been told, according to legend, is that part of it is the late season heat that we get here as well.
Absolutely. The hot days and cool nights is very important.
I've noticed in my garden, I don't know in how your fields go, I've had very little pest pressure this year.
It's been great. And that's always a nice one when you get a season like that where you don't have to worry about stuff
I've
like
seen
that.
Some moths and things around, and I'm thinking, here come those worms. But
I'll tell you what, the bees are working the melons really good, They're doing a fantastic job, so that's been a good thing.
We just had a conversation.
Thanks to Corey and company down there.
No kidding.
I just talked to Corey yesterday, and He's said he hasn't slowed down at all. He's going right through. He says they'd like to take off in July a little bit and do some fishing, but it hasn't happened.
Yep, yeah, Hidden Hive Honey, yeah. Corey Kreft and Company there. Yep.
Yep, yeah. We have his honey there, and it's always top notch.
It is. It's the best there is. And there's just, like you said, there's just something so unique and special about the Arkansas Valley and the produce that comes out of the land here. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit off mic as we were talking about generational knowledge that comes in agriculture. I came into agriculture about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Never did it. And so, like you were saying, when you bring new people on to help, there's a lot of times that, you know, you got to, man, why don't you get this?
Well, it takes a while. And what it is we don't realize when we grow up in this type of an environment, the little details that we learn along the way that make it, in a way, easy for us. Sure. But, I mean, obviously not totally easy. It's all hard work, and that's, you know, what it is. But other folks, you know, they may struggle where we find something that just comes naturally.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many things, like you said, and it's not like that really in any profession that you do for a long time. There are so many things that you pick up that you just do, not even as a second thought. It just comes automatically, and you don't even think about it.
Exactly.
And when you try to explain that to somebody, you miss a lot of those things, don't you?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we talk about that generational knowledge, it's passed down from one generation to the next. And what we're seeing a lot of in the ag industry, and we talk about it quite a bit on this program, is that generation gap that seems to be happening. Young people like yourselves are choosing to go out and to, you know, choose other professions because you grew up knowing, man, this is hard work.
Yeah.
And I want to go to work. I want to do my 8 or 10 hours and be done for the day. But you can't do that in the ag industry, no matter what aspect of the agriculture industry you're in. It's from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep kind of job.
That's right.
And so it's there's a lot of the generation gap happening there. And now the fear is that I have looking at it from an outsider perspective into the agriculture industry is that as we move forward, that generational knowledge is kind of going to be getting lost and depleting overall in the industry as a whole. So you get people like myself that are coming in. I'm excited about it. I have an aptitude for it. And I'm very passionate about everything to do with agriculture. But I simply don't have that generational knowledge that had been passed down from previous generations.
Yeah. And that's exactly why it's so important to support the small town businesses and small town ag businesses, mm-hmm. especially. Just because of that, it's tough. It's not an easy road, and it takes a whole community support to get through it all.
You bet it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, Corey was talking about that when he was on the show. He had came in and he said just that morning we had some of those heavy rains. He said he didn't even know it, and some of his friends were out there moving his hives because they were about to get flooded out. Mm-hmm. And they called him and said, "Hey, we're at work out here. You're going to come and help us."
Yeah.
And that's a neighbor.
And this business is so much different than many others. Yeah. I mean, we have all kinds of farmers markets around here owned by different families, different farms and things like that, all the different farms and things. You guys are in competition with each other, but you support each other at the same time.
That's exactly right. We're competitive, but we're supportive because, I mean, there's no other way.
I don't want to use the term honor among thieves, but it's kind of like that, if you will.
Yeah,
you
know? We're all in it together. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Give us a little family history of Smith Farms. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the logo on your T-shirt. You know, mm-hmm. family-owned, family-grown. You obviously, second, maybe third generation here?
Second
generation.
Yeah.
Give me a little history of your farm and your business, if you will.
Yeah. So my dad started farming produce back in the late 80s, opened up a market, ran that for years, and I grew up doing it. You know, mm-hmm. that's all I've done, and it's what I know. In the mid-2000s, I started selling a lot of produce to the Colorado Springs area,
mm-hmm.
and we opened up a market there, had great success there with it, and it's still going in Falcon, Colorado.
Oh, huh, okay.
And now that I'm getting a little bit older, I'm starting to think, man, I want to get back to that small town. Every year we move up to the city to sell the produce.
Right.
My dad's stuck on the farm growing the produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm coming back to help him out on the farm.
Sure.
And then also coming back to, you know, to continue with the small town life, you know, and community. So,
yeah. Well, and that's how I got here. I moved here because out of necessity. I had some life issues, and boy, we just, that's how I ended up in Rocky Fork. But
it's a great community.
I
you
just
know,
love
I,
it so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
We left and moved to the city in Denver for a while, did some work up there, and you know what? We just couldn't wait to get back.
And that's how it is. Every summer for me, for the past probably 15 years, we moved to Falcon or Springs, sell produce, and you kind of get a little bit of anxiety. And when you come back to the Arkansas Valley, it's like, wow, what a breath of fresh air. It's a relief. It really is.
It is. It's nice to be able to go out and you see people who you recognize. You always have a friendly conversation.
Yes.
There's no place you're going to go where somebody doesn't know who you are and is willing to support you in what you're doing. I just can't say enough positive things about this wonderful community and the agriculture community in general. So with that, I'd like to lead into a plug. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Coffee Break Project. Corey or Adam, do you know about the Coffee Break Project? Yeah? Okay. Well, it's kind of new, and it's something that the Southeast Health Group has recently put in place. And what they do is they bring resources and bring awareness to the heavy increase in suicides in the agriculture community.
Okay.
Because it's really has been, you know, I won't use the word, it's been epidemic. It's where the increase has been phenomenal. And Jennifer Pallmiller was in here just a couple weeks ago talking about it. And it's a great initiative. Right now, we got a display there at Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. If you want to come in and fill out a little form, pick up some information, and enter to win one of those really nice coolers that they've got to give away there. Jennifer's going to pick those up, pick a winner, probably be doing another one here shortly. But the thing is that there's information there, there's contact phone numbers and stuff. If you're having an issue, or if you got a friend in the ag industry, you know when something's not right. And you know when that person's not doing okay. And these people can help you start those conversations as to how to maybe reach out and to take care of them and to get them the resources that they need to get through the issues that they're there for. So please just remember the Coffee Break Project. It's out there. There's information there at 98 South 12th Street at Arkansas Valley Seeds. Come on by and pick that up. And while you're there, let's talk a little bit about seeds, because that's something we do over there. So right now we're running it. It's kind of a lull. We're going to be getting ready to hit heavy into the summer seeds that are out there. Some people are going to be doing some cover cropping, CRP projects that are coming out. And if you're interested in doing that cover cropping, no matter what your situation is or what your cash crop is, we want to help you get there to where you can really nourish that soil and get it thriving for that next season. So come by, talk to Tony at 98 South 12th Street. And that is 719-254-7469.
Right. You also have a website. You're up online as well.
Yeah, and that's where these podcasts are. If you like this show and you think you want to listen to some of the other ones, go to avseeds.com and scroll all the way to the bottom of that homepage, and you will see all of the past episodes of Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds with Pat McGee and myself. So go check that out, avseeds.com.
This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Our guest today, Adam Smith of Smith Farms, here in the Arkansas Valley, based basically out of Rocky Ford, right? Mostly out of the Rocky Ford area. And of course, Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more from Adam and Lauren. We are brought to you, of course, by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings? might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Make getting a great night's sleep your New Year's resolution with Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Hurry in for savings of up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 on Sealy. Or save 50% on select mattresses from Sealy and get a queen mattress for just $299.99. Don't wait. Shop in-store, online, or by phone with a sleep expert for these amazing deals. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920, KLMR, and of course, worldwide on the web. You just can't get away from us
That's right.
Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds in studio here. Also, Adam Smith from Smith Farms in Rocky Ford. Family-owned, family-grown. I love that logo on your
That's
shirt.
Great.
I really do. Yep. Hey, and a lot of folks here in our end of the Arkansas Valley are very familiar with a business that's been here for many, many years. You might think it's in competition with Lauren and Ark Valley Seeds. It's really not, but Burl Seeds. And Adam, you mentioned that your father just bought Bill out when Bill retired here a little while ago. I know many of us are so familiar with Burl Seeds.
Yeah. He's had it for, several years now.
Yeah,
and it's a really great relationship just because, you know, we do a lot of produce farming ourselves,
right.
So you kind of get the varieties fine-tuned, mm-hmm. and then you also put them in the catalog and sell what's good for this area.
Guess mm-hmm. where I get most of my garden seeds.
We know.
You bet. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. You know, people come in and talk to us quite a bit, and they're like, do you got vegetable corn seeds maybe for green beans? We got a stack of the Burl Seeds catalogs there. We're glad to hand those out.
Yeah, we don't, but I know a guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But this is who you need to mm-hmm. talk to, and I can tell people with absolute confidence. That's where I get my vegetable seeds, and I have the best vegetable gardens. One of the mm-hmm. best gardens you'll ever see.
Well, was that relatively easy to meld into your business as a family farm to take something like that and meld it into your business? Because that's been a worldwide company. I mean, it's been around for a long, long time.
Right.
Yeah, it's a totally different business. However, it's similar in a lot of ways too. Being that a farmer's familiar with seed varieties, what's good, what's not. Therefore, you kind of go into it with the proper knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Generational knowledge. There.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And great. And Greg is a great guy to talk to. Hey, I'm talking about just chatted with him the other day. You know, it's getting to be fall. It's going to be fall soon. I want to get some of my stuff is coming out in the summer. What else can I plant where I can get a harvest out of it before the end of the growing season? And he says, I got a variety of green beans that are perfect.
Yes, they got all that stuff figured out.
Yeah, so and they really do. So yeah, Burl Seeds are fantastic. And they've been good partners with us since I've been there, and I'm sure for many years ahead of that.
Well, what's usually the order of crops, if you will, when you're a family farm as you are, as we have so many up and down here on our stretch of Highway 50 that do have their own farm stands and things like that and sell everything grown on their own farms, bring a few things in, like you said, your Palisade peaches and that type of thing. But kind of what's the order? Because, you know, there's different things available throughout the growing season. It kind of goes in order. So kind of what is that order?
Yeah, that's right. You know, squash is always going to be the earliest, but the focus is really on the Rocky Ford cantaloupe. So that's what we really focus on getting out there first. Once we do that, then tomatoes fall right in line. You know, we're picking homegrown tomatoes and then other specialty melons too. That's one thing that's really cool is, you know, we don't just grow cantaloupe here. We grow a ton of different specialty melons. We just picked several bins of Dove melons this morning and Sweet Tuscans.
We were just talking this morning about the different varieties of watermelons.
Oh my gosh.
You know about the yellow ones.
Exactly. And, the orange meated, the sugar babies.
The sugar babies.
Melon is not a melon.
That's right. That's right. There's a smorgasbord over there.
Thank you for that word. Yes, indeed.
But there's that's something a lot of people don't know, that you won't see a lot of these varieties in like a supermarket.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's important to go to the local farmers markets. Now, there's yourself. We've had Eric Hannigan on the show talking about them and their program and what they're doing with that. We've also had Mike Haricotta
talking about
Haricotta. Mm-hmm. So it's all local that way when it comes to that. And melon seems to be, you know, the biggest
thing. It's the focus, yeah.
But there are also other specialty things. Now, are there produce that you put out that maybe some of your, quote, end quote, competition in the area don't provide?
Well, yeah, I think we all try and find our little niche markets in a way. So it's really important. And that's one thing, circling back to the whole grocery store topic, right, is, you know, a lot of these specialty varieties and things like that, a grocery store can't handle because they don't really have a shelf life. They're best eaten the day that they're picked.
That's right.
And a roadside stand like we have and many others can only offer that.
Right. Yeah. No, I've found varieties that you want to try something different, something that's that maybe got a different flavor. You get a little bored with the same stuff. Go buy one of these food markets along Highway 50 here in the Arkansas Valley.
Yeah.
Check it out, and you can talk to these people, and they're very approachable.
You're going to talk to the farmer. Yep, that's it.
They love to talk about what they do, how they grow it, and what they produce, and why this is something you should try. And usually there's a free snack involved.
A lot of times. I know our sample cooler's filled up right now.
That's right, right. But no, I mean, I've tried dragon tongue beans, all kinds of things that, you know, you just can't find in the supermarket.
And I know a lot of people think, you know, just about Pueblo for peppers and things like that. But let me tell you, we've got some excellent peppers down here in this end of the valley
soul
as well.
Peppers,
Do you roast peppers?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like that smell.
Yeah,
we've
actually started picking a few peppers.
Have
not
you?
Enough to start roasting.
Yeah, it's a little early for that.
It is, but I'll tell you what, a couple weeks it'll be a different story. I bet. Yeah. I bet we'll be fired up.
Mm-hmm. You guys doing the Mirasols?
Oh yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Now that's Mike Bartolo's thing. I understand
the Moscow variety. He took the Mirasol, and
he was our very first guest on Going Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. I don't think he gets enough fame for what he's done for this valley with those Mirasol chilies.
Yeah. Mike's a great guy.
Fantastic. And I understand he's trying to ease into semi-retirement, but I don't think anybody's going to let him.
He can't stay away from it, in my opinion, you know. But yeah, he's a great guy, and he's done so much for this valley, and especially peppers. That's his thing.
Yeah, he really has. But it just goes to show the value of this community and specifically the people that grow here. And man, there's just so much going on, and there's so much to do. And it's just a wonderful honor to be a part of it. And so, if you're tuning in and you're listening and you're thinking you want to try something different, I really recommend you drop by Smith's Corner in Rocky Ford, any of the farmers markets along Highway 50. Pick up something that you haven't had before.
Mm-hmm.
Try something new, because I promise you, you're going to like what you
got. Oh, yeah, and it's like Adam said, you're going to find things there that you're not going to find in your area supermarket,
absolutely,
in your box stores or anything like that. It's just that they can't offer that because, A, they don't have the shelf space, it doesn't have the turnaround, it won't keep that long.
Right.
And
shelf life.
Right. That's a big part of it right there. He mentioned the shelf life that you... And it's best to eat it as soon as you buy it.
Exactly,
anyway.
The day it was picked. That's when it's best.
That's when it's
best. I smell these melons, and I'm told.
Stick that up in front of the microphone so the folks at home can smell that. Yes, yeah.
I learned when I first moved here, I was bumping on a melon. I believe it was at Smith's Corner. And the lady that was there, she said, I said, how do you know when a melon is good? She says, you see that thing on the end? That's its butt.
Uh-huh.
You sniff its butt, and it'll tell you what it tastes like.
It'll tell you right there.
And
so,
let me tell you, this studio is smelling amazing. My mouth is watering.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it smells good. We're gonna be carving into those a little bit later on here this afternoon.
Good
definitely.
Stuff.
There you
good
go. Adam, as a grower, do you guys experiment, if you will? Try new different things? Do you have a little plot that maybe you play with different things? And let's
almost
try
on
this
on a daily basis.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But when it comes to different varieties and different, all the time we're trying new practices.
Mm-hmm. Not only crops, but a different way maybe of doing something.
Yeah, okay. You have to. In this day and age, you can't just, you have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. You know, you're always trying to do whatever is best and make the right decisions. And trying different things out as part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. All right. You share ideas with other producers and things like that?
When they work, yeah.
Okay.
When
yeah, of course, when they work.
You know, yeah. Well,
people
actually, like both share. Ways. You know, if something doesn't work out, you share that too. You know,
yeah, say, don't do that because,
Yeah. We want everybody to have success down here. So if something's good and something's working, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking for that better, that proverbial better mousetrap is what they're looking for. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're all on the same team when it comes to this community. Aren't we? We all
that's
want
right.
to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
All right.
So, one of my favorite topics is soil health. We talk about it all the time here on the program. Tell us a little bit about what you do to care for the soil in your land.
Well, every year we till it up, you know, and start fresh. You know, you put the organic matter under, and that helps build a good base for the next growing season.
Sure.
And then we have other guys like the Rocky Ford Co-op that provide great assistance in making good calls and doing soil tests when you need it, and anything that you need to come up with the optimum know, be able to grow good stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, and we talk about it all the time. We provide products that help with soil health, the mycorrhizal inoculants, and we have this great new fertilizer called Biosol. It's 100% organic fertilizer that really promotes that biological growth in the soil that's so important. Because that biological activity is how that nutrients gets converted so that the roots can take it up. So you got to take care.
Yeah, it's important to have that soil actually living. You know, there's actually something going on there constantly. It's not just dirt. You know, there's there's a whole another life cycle happening.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I got in trouble for calling soil dirt here several weeks ago. Yes. It's not just dirt. Unhealthy soil is dirt. Yeah. That's the way it was put. Yes.
My kid Nathan, he called me when we first started this show, and he says, Dad, now you're a dirt nerd.
That's right. But a little more than that, actually.
A little
yes.
more than dirt.
A soil scientist. Kind well, maybe a, not quite.
Just an enthusiast. just an
go.
Enthusiast. And speaking of enthusiasts, there's a soil enthusiast that's going to sit in my chair next week.
That's right, because you're going to be gone for a week.
Right.
You're taking a week off.
Yeah.
And who do we have guest hosting next
Eric
week?
Eric Tucker is going to be the guest host for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds next week. And he is, I believe that's his official job title, soil health enthusiast.
Yes, indeed.
He's an amazing guy.
He's been on the show before.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he was with me for the whole month of June, which was Soil Health Month on Arkansas Valley Seeds, if you folks remember. And he's a tremendous wealth of knowledge, and he's working towards trying to gather, you know, a group of agriculture professionals in the area that get together and maybe see what we can do together to promote soil health and those five principles of soil health. And he's a tremendous guy. So you're going to be in for a real treat next Tuesday.
All
with
right.
Eric Tucker.
We'll look forward to Eric Tucker next Tuesday here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We're live on AM 1400 KBLJ La Junta, AM 920 KLMR Lamar. Blatant plug for Arc Valley Seeds, because that's what you're all about.
More blatant than that. But boy, I sure hope that you folks come by, visit with Tony and I. You're going to enjoy the conversation no matter if we're talking about melons or grass seeds.
Right. So, coffee's always on. Get on down there.
Coffee's always on
right.
down there. Enter to win that cooler from the Coffee Break Project. And let's talk about what you're doing with your agriculture operation, whether you're farming, ranching, or growing a lawn. Mm-hmm. It's Arkansas Valley Seeds. We're going to be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got great plans to help you with a cover crop, if that's what you need to help you nourish that soil for that next cash crop season. We can do that for you. Or if you're looking to grow some grasses to get some hay up, we got that for you too. We've got sorghum, we've got millets, anything that you need. So those are out there, but what's more is that we can help you kind of decide what to use, because there's a lot of different things out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to help you to decide what that is, because we can do that for you. Not so much myself, I mean, I'm learning. Tony, he's amazing. He really knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a tremendous source of knowledge and a lot of resources at his disposal to make sure that you can get the right information for what you need for your seeds. So yeah, come visit us, 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. Come on by, grab a cup of coffee, and let's talk some dirt.
All right. And you can also find them online, arcvalleyseeds.com.
AVseeds.com.
AVseeds.com. I'll get that right one of these days.
You'll find us there.
You have AVseeds.com. And, of course, you can find past episodes of Growing Together right there on the podcast link. So check that out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Live with you on this Tuesday morning, Adam Smith of Smith Farms in Rocky Ford with us. Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be back in just a bit. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every field is unique and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds. 719-254-7469.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, rainfall across southeast Colorado this past weekend was mainly Friday night and Sunday with 1 to 2 inches over northeast Prowers County, southwest Bend County, and extreme western Otero County. The heavy rain over northeast Prowers County also had quarter-sized hail. Now, we're beginning to see some pockets of dryness across mainly southern Crowley and Otero counties that have had only a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain these past 30 days, and this amounts to only 25 to 50% of normal. The prospects for additional moisture across all of southeast Colorado into the middle of next week look rather low, but may increase going into early August. Although this will enable wheat harvest to proceed quickly, it will continue to allow soil moisture reserves to be sapped. Look for temperatures to rise 5 to 10 degrees above normal for Wednesday through Friday. These hot temperatures and critical soil moisture will likely begin to cause noticeable stress in some areas by the weekend. Plan on cattle heat stress to increase to severe this weekend. Weekly crop water use for alfalfa and corn will range between 2.25 and 2.5 inches, while lawns will need around 2 inches. And these values are close to normal for late July. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag weather impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Everyone is always looking to buy, sell, or trade items. News Radio KBLJ 1400 gives listeners an opportunity to use our radio airwaves as a free classified ad every Wednesday morning from 11:15 a.m. to noon on our Valley Trader program, brought to you by Martin's General Store in La Junta and Rocky Ford. Join longtime personality Pat McGee as he takes phone calls to help sell or find what you might be looking for. Valley Trader, brought to you by Martin's General Store. For all your gently used furniture, antiques, home decor, and appliances, it's Martin's General Store.
It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ and News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Lauren, we call those the bits in the hall.
The bits in the hall.
Yeah, yes, that's okay. What we call those in the morning, the bits in the hall. That's the stuff that happens in studio.
Right.
when the microphones are turned off.
It's
oftentimes
best.
It's the best part of the show,
that's
but
right.
Yeah, we'll leave it. We'll leave it at that. Hey, Adam Smith is with us from Smith Farms in Rocky Ford. You had a few other things you wanted to touch on with Adam before we wrap things up for the day.
We talk a little bit about pricing out there, and I want our listeners to understand that when you go to the supermarket and you buy a beautifully red tomato and that beautiful fruit and vegetables that's on the produce stand out there, you don't know where that was grown, and you don't know who grew it. You don't know what chemicals were used on it, what sort of pesticide residual might be there.
And most of those tomatoes you're going to get in those stores are hothouse anyway.
Right, and they just have no flavor.
No, nothing
in comparison.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
So I see a much better value in buying from you, not only because I'm putting the money back into the community, there's that,
yeah.
But the quality of the food that I am eating, I believe, nourishes my body so much better.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You know, when you support a small farm market or roadside stand, you're supporting somebody that puts a lot more care into getting that product to your table.
And you're not importing that from God knows where. It's coming out of your backyard, literally.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. You know, the supermarkets, you know, they deal in stuff that's highly commercialized, and they focus on getting the product to the table as cheap as possible. However, that's not the best. You know, when you want to talk about quality and flavor, you got to put a little more into it to get it there.
Well, when you buy a cantaloupe from the grocery store, that cantaloupe was not picked at the peak of ripeness.
Oh,
there
no.
There's no way. It has to make the truck ride. It has to set in the distribution center.
And I know from being a gardener that you want that fruit, whatever it is, whether it's a pepper or a tomato or a melon, you want that to get as ripe as it can right on the vine, because that period from the time that gets to the full size to the time that it's ready to go, that plant is pumping that flavor into that.
And I know that just from eating them. I don't have to know that from growing them.
You can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
It's a huge difference in the quality and the taste, the texture, and everything about it. And I would argue, because I don't have a degree in nutrition, that it's probably a lot more nutritious because the plant has that time to finish the fruit.
Exactly. The plant gave it its all on it. You know, it wasn't cut short.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, but bottom line is flavor fills you up, and man, there's something about eating food that you know was grown locally, and where you've met the person that has done it and has done the work, and the heritage that comes from that farm, from these wonderful families like yourselves and the Haricottas, and of course the Hannigans
and Knapps and everybody.
So you just taste that heritage in the food as you're eating it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's a joy to share it with others. I can't wait. I've been taking a couple of cases of these melons with me to Arizona.
He's going to take an armload out of here today out of our studio.
Yeah.
You know that, Adam.
Well, maybe two. Who knows? But the thing is that sharing this wonderful produce with people who maybe aren't familiar with it and get in and I know once you wet their palate to these wonderful produce, they're going to want more.
Yeah.
Well, it's so special. You know, we only got a very limited time each year to have this stuff. So definitely capitalize on
and
it.
It's hard to preserve it.
Right. Yes. Right.
Now, Mary Nava gave me, Ron's wife, gave me a jar of melon jam that she had made. And and it was really special. It didn't last long.
Right, right. What could you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. But but you can't really freeze it. You can't really can it whole. You can't enjoy it like you can right off the vine.
Yeah, exactly. There's just there's one way to eat it, and that's right off the vine.
Take advantage of it while you can. I mean, we have friends that are up along the Front Range, the metro area, and things like that that come down here for various things. They love to come down here this time of the year, and I've said this about some other things too on TTO and whatnot. We have these friends that come down because we have the best produce when it's in season down here with our farmers markets. Even though they have them up north and everything like that, they say, hey, you've got it going on down there. You've got the best farmers markets, you've got the best Mexican restaurants, you got the best Chinese restaurant right here in the valley.
There's no doubt it's worth the trip. You know, people from all over this state and other states come to this valley just for
Kansas, New Mexico, the whole bit. You know, they come up here just for what you, Adam, and the other families that operate here in the valley offer.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. I would be very honored to be part of that heritage. Now, a lot of those same folks come by and they ask us for popcorn all the time. They come by Arkansas Valley Seed and ask for the popcorn.
When you've been familiar with Arkansas Valley Seeds as long as I have, way back in the day, because remember, I worked down there in that area years ago, you guys were known for your popcorn.
Well, the rabbit ears popcorn.
Are you bringing it back?
We don't have it.
Oh, come on.
Well, and the thing is if we, I've talked with Richard, our CEO, about this.
Mm-hmm. And I know the big bosses listen, right?
He's grown up here in the valley, and he knows the value of that. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to bring it back unless we can bring that back.
That. Because, exactly what you had 40 years ago.
Finding that exact germ and genius in that exact product is it's almost impossible. But if we'd hate to bring it back because, you know, if it's
and have
product,
it substandard,
it just
yes,
wouldn't be the same.
I understand. All right. We got to take one more last break. Thanks to Adam Smith of Smith Farms in Rocky Ford for joining us today. I'm Pat McGee. That's Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by, of course, Ark Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back to tie a ribbon on it for a Tuesday.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hello, this is Branson Jennings with Golden Plains Insurance. Here at Golden Plains Insurance, we are committed to providing everyone with the best service and insurance coverage from auto to ag and everything in between. Protect your investments, whether it's home, automobiles, farm, ranch, or crops. We understand the special needs of southeastern Colorado and the work it takes to protect your interests. With locations in Walsh, Springfield, Lamar, and Rocky Ford, Golden Plains Insurance. Independent and homegrown, just like you.
Wrapping it up on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. Before we get out of here again, thanks to Adam Smith of Smith Farms. Hey, you have Facebook presence. How do people find your Facebook page?
Yeah, we're facebook.com/Smith's Farm Market.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we post everything going on the farm and in the market, all the specials, all the deals, what's coming off for the day. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place to go.
Okay, just Smith Farms. All they got to do is search that out on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Smith's Farm Market.
I can't get it out today. But search that out, you'll find them.
It's like we were talking earlier. You want to share this piece of the Arkansas Valley with people that you know. Get on social media, get that Facebook handle, and you share that.
Mm-hmm.
You share that on Facebook.
You bet.
And you brag about these wonderful melons that are coming out of here in the Arkansas Valley so that the people that you know that don't live in the area might be able to give them a try and enjoy that wonderful, wonderful treat.
30 seconds to plug next week's show.
All right. Eric Tucker is going to be in for me. He's going to be sitting in my chair next week because I'm going to be in Arizona giving out some melons.
All right.
And but he's going to be talking soil health, and he'll be bringing on a guest that will be named later.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to that next week here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. And again, thanks to Adam Smith of Smith Farms, Smith's Farm Market. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. On Facebook. Just check that out on Facebook. They're there on the west side of Rocky Ford on the eastbound lane of Highway 50.
Yeah, 300 Market Street.
300 Market Street,
the
right there on the corner.
Building,
as a matter of fact, that's what it was. So, all right. Have a great day, everybody. And we'll catch you next week. Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds has been brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400 KBLJ La Junta.